Food Talk STL continues on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com with more conversation about food, wine, beer, restaurants, cooking, kitchens, food shows on TV, food trucks, and farmers markets. Here's David Craig.
We have one more of these gingerbread house weekend brunches for four. You actually eat within inside of a big, it's like a big dollhouse. It's a gingerbread house, and they have one down at Lumiere Place Casino by the Stadium Grill. So we'll give it away right now. Dial us up. Our studio number is area 314-969-0590. That's 969-0590. If you'd like to win, and we'll take caller number, let's say number five or six. I don't know. Matt Grover, producer, will. Okay, number six. Okay, we'll pick a caller here, and we'll tell you who won here in a few minutes on 590 The Fan. Our panel of experts who are with us here in the studio today, Marianne Moore from Dierberg School of Cooking in De Pere. We have Michael Renner, restaurant reviewer for Sauce Magazine, who also does great work for Missouri Foundation for Health, a great organization. And also we have Becky Jacobs from Serendipity Ice Cream.
Yay!
Here in Webster Groves. You're right on Big Bend.
On Big Bend in the heart of Old Orchard.
Yeah. Good food. And you also distribute to a lot of restaurants around town here. Okay, Thanksgiving coming up. And we always have a lot of leftovers. What's your favorite thing, Marianne, to make with your Thanksgiving leftovers?
Wow, I love the turkey, kind of the turkey sandwiches, but then I kind of make the whole thing open face, great artisan bread. I put some stuffing on it. I put some turkey on it. I put the compote on it, and then kind of like my version of a Thanksgiving slinger, so to speak, and then just cover it with cheese.
Hmm. What kind of cheese?
Well, I like Gruyere.
Me too.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, open face turkey melts that are just phenomenal.
Dang.
Makes that my boring good. Turkey sandwich with cranberry sounds boring.
I buy a loaf of Wonder White bread once a year.
Better
just
get it today.
Just for turkey sandwiches. Yeah, it's true. Just for turkey sandwiches. I love turkey sandwiches with some cranberry sauce, some mayo, whatever else I want to put on it, on some just cheap, fluffy white bread.
Right. And I'm with you on that. Great. And I like mine on toast because I don't like the bread to fall apart. But also, again, family tradition, some things never die, makes me feel very sad next to my friend Marianne, who's such an awesome chef. Leftover turkey, cream of mushroom soup, chow mein noodles, and peas, canned peas. It's called Turkey a la King. Love you, Debbie. And it is fabulous. Warm that up on the stove and have at it.
And my wife will occasionally, not every year, but occasionally do a turkey pot pie with a lot of those things like you mentioned there, Becky. Okay, now you guys, you're in your kitchens. You do some cooking, although, Becky, you say you don't cook that much at the house.
I'm a great cook. I just don't do it very often.
Okay, so here's a question. Other than, your basic knives, what's your favorite kitchen tool?
We were joking about this on the break. My actual favorite kitchen tool is my telephone. How long is the wait, please? But after that, it's my grill pan. I love my grill pan. I can cook a chicken breast on it or a good steak if it's raining or whatever. Don't want to start the grill. That's my favorite kitchen tool.
Marianne?
Okay, I'm going to throw something out there. I love my sous vide supreme. Look at everybody's like,
nice.
Wow, really?
Who's
crazy?
Got one of those in their kitchen at home besides you, my friend?
Well, nice. You know, and it is, it's the one, it's a home use. I didn't go out and buy the immersion circulator.
What is it?
It's called a sous vide supreme.
So it actually cooks
things in a water bath. So with the premise of cooking, say I'm doing filet. Mm-hmm. I'll do these beautiful filets. I'll cut them. You put them in a seal-a-meal bag I usually will do garlic, something like that. And then you cook them for about 45 minutes at 135 degrees. And it cooks it to the perfect temperature. Then you take them out, sear them on the grill. Beautiful. My son and I have been playing around with this. I do a pork belly that I cook for about 48 hours with organic honey. And it's just really fun. It's kind of like, it's the chef's crock pot.
Yes. Great description. Chef's crock pot.
You go now, Michael.
Oh, man. That puts my flavor wave to shame. I love my flavor wave. I've had it for years, and I ordered it about 2 o'clock in the morning online when Mr. T was selling it. And you all may laugh, but it incorporates the same technology, infrared and convection oven technology that's used in many of our finest restaurants.
That's probably
all
true.
All into a convenient home kitchen appliance.
Are you looking for a third job, Michael?
And the greatest thing about this is, I mean, and so I used to cook everything in a cast iron skillet, like a piece of salmon, some potatoes, and a veggie, right? Throw it in a high oven. So now I can cook. I never thaw anything out. I never think that had a, so I can cook salmon or chicken breast from frozen in my flavor wave.
How long
does it
take?
I just got my new replacement halogen bulb, too, I had to replace later on today.
How long does it take to cook a frozen from frozen chicken breast?
Not very long. I don't know. Half hour?
Oh,
something
cool.
Like that. Yeah. I just love it. And it doesn't heat up the oven. I don't have to heat up a 500-degree oven, you know, for the whole kitchen. It's great.
This is our weekly chat show on 590 about food and drink. It's called Food Talk SDL. I'm your genial host, David Craig, along with Becky Jacobs. Yes, Becky.
Hello. No, keep going.
Becky Jacobs of Serendipity Ice Cream, Mary Ann Moore of Deerberg's, and Michael Renner of Sauce Magazine. Hey, more and more chefs are doing butchering. They're getting like a whole pig in, and I know you've done that. I know some. I actually ran into some people the other night who did that in their home. Is that something that home chefs can actually take on in their house, Marianne?
Well, I've got, you know, you can't see it now because we're on the radio, but I actually did butcher a pig in my kitchen.
Wow.
I know, look at everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy. Well, I have to give you a little backstory. My dad was a butcher. Mm-hmm. So I grew up, he was a butcher. I called him one day. We ordered one from a farm and went, got it in the pickup truck, and I called my dad and said, "What are you doing? Bring your knives over." And there was a pig on my island. And actually, it was probably one of the most amazing experiences that I've ever had as a culinarian and as a chef, is to be able to stand there side by side with my dad and be able to process this pig from start to finish.
But could somebody who has some cooking skill, have you done this, Becky?
No.
No.
But I think, yes, absolutely.
And where, by the way, do you go and buy a whole pig?
Well, there's a lot of great resources.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a local guy in St. Louis that actually, his name's Mac, and he puts together people that want that kind of farm-to-table produce. You know, I have the good fortune of knowing a lot of those farmers, so, mm-hmm. you know, for me it's a little bit easier, but for somebody like Mac, you can give him a call, and he can actually do it in manageable pieces. I'm not saying to carry a pig over your shoulder and throw it on your island
sure.
like I did, but there's a manageable way to do it.
You ever done any butchering, Michael?
No, I went one step further. I actually slaughtered a pig in my kitchen at home, and that, I'm telling you, don't ever do that. That's a mess. No, I have not slaughtered. I mean, I have not butchered any animal in my kitchen, and I'm astounded.
Do you buy whole chickens and cut them up, or do you?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I'll buy a whole chicken just for roasting. Sure.
Yeah.
And I'll cut that.
Oh, sure.
But not to
or
put in the freezer.
Turkey, but
yeah, turkey.
They've
I
already
can do all that.
Got the head off.
But I'm not buying an entire, you know,
guts in a little bag
piglet.
Inside. Right.
And,
yeah.
And, but I like that idea.
Oh no, this was 179 pounds, so it wasn't a piglet.
I think
it was
my
a
gosh.
Pig.
I think that it's definitely. I mean, Marianne is an exceptional chef, but for the average home chef, and I don't mean home schlepper. I mean
right.
somebody who really cooks.
Sure.
I still think that is a huge undertaking. Not to mention, not very healthful.
Hey, guys, we are about done with the show. Thank you. It was a quick hour. And, Michael, thank you for back in the summer suggesting that we do these panel-type shows. And thank you for being a great panelist. Michael Renner in Sauce Magazine. Marianne Moore, who will be on Everybody Cooks on Channel 4
yes.
on December 3rd, 7:30. And also, you can see her at the Deerberg School of Cooking in De Pere. Becky, Serendipity Ice Cream here in Webster. We will not be on the air next week. There is an Illini football game. We're back on December 1st, and we're planning a remote broadcast from Bom Foss over in
Fun.
Maplewood. Tonight, I'm going to be emceeing the NAMI St. Louis Gala at Frontenac Hilton. That's National Alliance on Mental Illness. And thanks to everybody participating, especially people who've donated items for the auctions. Have a great Thanksgiving. By the way, Gingerbread House winner Steve Schmidt of St. Peter's. Thanks for listening, Steve. Coming up next, Tiger Tailgate with Dave Rapp on 590 The Fan, KFNS.